As more people in the Sioux and Algoma region get fully vaccinated, Dr. Jennifer Liu, Algoma Public Health, APH, Medical Officer of Health and CEO, said the health unit will ready itself to start administering the COVID-19 vaccine to children. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has asked for approval from Health Canada to administer the vaccine to children 5 to 11 years old. We are working fast and furious with our partners to plan for the immunization of these young people, Liu said, delivering her monthly report to the APH board at its meeting Wednesday. We're actively in conversation with our school partners to see what the preference of parents is. Anecdotally, we have heard that the preference is not to immunize young children in the school setting during school hours, particularly for people who are younger. It can be a little bit more stressful. They may want parents involved, and for teachers, it may not be the best situation for them to supervise. Liu said APH is exploring its options. What other health units have done, and what we may do as well, is to leverage the school properties and facilities in an after-hours setting, recognizing that there are some neighborhoods and areas where we particularly want to do an outreach. When it comes to third-dose booster shots, Liu told the board, we've been actively immunizing residents of long-term care homes and retirement homes and other congregate settings for seniors who are currently eligible for a third dose. When asked by APH board member Deborah Greystone as to when third-dose boosters will roll out to the general population, Liu said, it's hard to determine at this point in time. I would not be surprised if, within the next 3, 6, 12 months, we do see expanded eligibility for the third dose depending on what the evidence shows about immunity and how long it lasts and the effectiveness of the booster. Regarding an immunization update, Liu said, I'm happy to report that as of this afternoon, Wednesday, we have reached a milestone of 85% of all people eligible to receive the vaccine, receiving two doses, being fully immunized in Algoma. Recent actions taken to protect people from COVID-19, Liu noted, include the Northern Medical Officers of Health issuing letters of instruction requiring those aged 12 or older who coach, officiate, or volunteer in organized sports to show proof of immunization. APH has also implemented an internal workplace vaccine policy, Liu said. 99% of active APH staff are fully immunized, she said. Board member Deborah Greystone also asked Liu of concerns some members of the public have expressed to her over a perceived shortage of the flu vaccine as colder weather and winter approaches. October is actually quite early for rollout of the flu shot, so at this point in time, a lot of the inventory is really dedicated to people who are working in hospitals and residents of long-term care and retirement homes, Liu said. A lot of the inventory for the general population will likely be rolling out for November. Most flu shots will be provided by primary care providers and pharmacies. Liu said, under usual circumstances, just over 30% of the general population in Algoma would get a flu shot. During the pandemic year, we saw a little bit of a bump in that, so again this year, time will tell what the uptake will be.